got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, yesterday you tasked me.
No, just fix that straight away. Yesterday I talked about Humphrey B. Bear and I was concerned that since 2013 there really is no sight, no sense, no nothing about Humphrey B. Bear. If you don't know about Humphrey B. Bear, here's a song from the old show, Humphrey B. Bear.
Where is he?
Yeah, that's everywhere. Yeah, so Humphrey B. Bear, 1965 in Australia, started on Adelaide on Channel 7, and then eventually moved nationally to Channel 9 as a children's television show. All I could find, because I was starting to get worried, was until at least 2012, there were videos on Humphrey B. Bear's YouTube page.
Yep.
And then 2013 was the last time I could find any television network in Australia.
Went cold, didn't he?
Being on there. So I don't know. It could still be on TV now. We didn't get anyone to call through yesterday to confirm. So I'm still a little bit lost.
Tim, I had a bit of time this morning. Thought, you know what? Use that $15,000 journalism degree for good use.
Oh, gosh, that's so much money.
I did some deep investigating. And so I started with the obvious. I went to HumphreyBear.com.
Smart. Wow. Is this how they do it in real life? I hope so.
I guess
Private investigator.
I wasn't a great journalist, hence why I'm here.
Yep.
Humphrey B. Bear Entertainment is the official company that Humphrey Bear is associated with.
Makes sense if I'm being so far. I'm liking where we're going.
And I was like, okay, great. So found out the official headquarters of Humphrey B. Bear was Village Roadshow Studios in Queensland.
Okay.
So this Village Roadshow Studios apparently is like right behind like Movie World. Like it's in that sort of area.
That makes sense.
And I was like, great, okay, there's a phone number. I'm going to give them a call. Gave them a call and the woman on the phone was very suspicious. She was like, oh, look, they kind of work out of this building, but not really. There's another office, but they don't have a forwarding address. I can't direct you to them.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of only come in once a month. And I was like, sweet, what day of the week, month do they come in? Can't really disclose that information. And I was like, thanks so much for your time, Kate. You've been useless.
Okay. Jeez. I don't know if you have to pretend to be ruthless in this.
I then went a little bit deeper into the Humphrey B. Bear website and found out that Humphrey B. Bear Entertainment, for profit, for purpose, was managed by a company called OzPix Entertainment.
Okay.
I went to their website,
Tim. Oh, my God. Yep.
I gave them a call.
Okay.
They didn't answer. I left them a message. OzPix Entertainment, also in Queensland.
Okay.
They had a weird mobile number, didn't mention anything about Humphrey Bear, but I've left them a message.
Okay.
I then went deeper, Tim, and I found out.
Oh, my God.
There is a phone number you can call. 1-800-HB-BEAR. It is the only number listed to directly contact and send items to Humphrey B. Bear.
Okay.
Like, if we call this number, pretend we want to give him some merch, maybe then we can get to the bottom of this.
Find out where Humphrey B. Bear has been since 2013.
I haven't called this number. I thought maybe we could do it live on the show.
You've got a phone in front of you.
Look, I have noticed how long we've been going for. Maybe we wrap things up for today.
Well, it's a lot to unpack. So
it is,
but
yeah.
We have the phone number and I'm just hoping it connects. Maybe we call before the show.
Yes.
Tomorrow, because we are going to be at Edge Geelong.
We don't want to be keeping people waiting while we're at the Edge. Yeah,
just
you're right.
With the waiting, like the whole music.
Okay, tomorrow, if you join us at Edge Geelong or if you just join us listening from 4 till 7, we will let you know how we go with this 1-800 number.
So it's 1-800 HB-BEAR.
HB-BEAR.
HB-BEAR. All right, well, we'll call that tomorrow before the show. I wonder if it's going to be him. Then we can finally put this all to bed. That's all this is about, just making sure he's safe, making sure he's okay.
Humphrey, where are you?
Exactly, and hopefully tomorrow on the show, we'll find out.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K. K-Rock 955.
Tim, right now we're talking VC exams.
Yes, Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine students in year 11 and 12 in the VCE. They started on Wednesday. Wednesday, yep. English exam, and we have been doing the night before the exam that's on the following morning.
Bit of a cram session.
Yep, so that we can help you, maybe if you're young ones, doing the exam so they can feel a little bit better and see, hey, it can be done. That idiot on the radio, he had a crack.
Tomorrow morning, the biology exam is going to be happening, Tim. You and I, we didn't do biology in our year 12.
It was part of science, and I went to a Catholic high school, so it was very thin on the curriculum.
I've got a couple of biology questions I'm going to throw your way today, Tim, to test your biology knowledge.
All right. Now, as long as I don't see a frog that I have to dissect...
There will be no dissection.
You know that I love animals. I'm pretty much a vegan by... vibe, not okay. By what I eat, but by vibe.
I was going to say, I've watched you smash a steak more than once.
Yeah, I did have beef bolognese today, but vegan by vibe. Okay,
sure.
Hit me with biology.
Okay, question one. A change of the DNA in any organism that results in a new trait is known as a what?
Jeez, oh, not even a multiple choice, you bastard. Give me one more time, Daddy.
A change of the DNA in an organism that results in a new trait... is known as...
a mutation.
Correct. Look at him go. Dr. Tim in the building.
Richard Attenborough at your service.
Okay, we're going to step it up a little bit.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's how I got it.
Look at this guy.
That's how I got it.
So confident all of a sudden.
Bring it on. I am Mr. Biology. What's next?
Name any of the four features that constitute the basic unity of all living beings. There's four of them. Name any of those four features.
Cells?
Oh, close.
What is it?
Cell structure.
I'll give it to me.
It is cell structure,
metabolic.
Yep, replication and homeostasis.
Who is the teacher and who is the student here?
I mean, honestly, I can't pronounce off this stuff.
All right, come on.
All right, third question.
Bring it home.
Third and final. What is the white substance contained in the fibre cells?
White blood cells.
No, I'll give you three options.
Oh, okay.
Cellutasis, cellulose, or serifilarius?
I'm going with option three, Wingardium Leviosa.
Actually, cellulose.
No, it's cellulite, and it's about here on my tummy. It just jiggles when
Mine's
I run.
On my thighs.
It jiggles a bit. Call it my bread basket.
Do you know what, Tim? I'm very impressed. I had very little faith in you.
As I said,
biology.
I studied biology until I was in year 12, very, you know, closely at my Catholic high school.
Honestly, I'm expecting you to whip out a lab coat any second.
Well, it's the only thing I'm going to whip out when we talk about biology.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
If you were aware, if you weren't aware, Halloween is on next week.
Yeah, we're doing a little spooky themed Halloween show on Monday, Tim.
What day of the week is Halloween?
It falls on Monday this year. You always get confused. It's always on the 31st of October.
Are you sure it's not Friday the 13th?
It's not.
Okay.
It's always on the 31st.
Just checking.
And this year that happens to fall on Monday. And so I know a lot of parents out there who probably didn't do Halloween themselves have started to really get into the holiday over the last few years. And now you might be panic throwing together a costume last minute.
Yeah.
Want to help you out on 52232955 because you don't have to throw money at this holiday.
No. Sarah in Belmont's giving us a call. Sarah, apparently
Hello.
Your Halloween costume cost $0 and it was sprung on you and you need it by Monday. Is that right?
Yeah. So I work in childcare and I've just found out I have to do something.
Right.
So I have a white oversized blazer that I'm going to do up and then I'm putting my hair up in high, like the space buns, and I've got some white fabric and I've tested this out to make sure it works. I've just drawn faces on it with Sharpies and I'm going to put that over my buns and I'm going to have ghosts on my hair. So it's like...
So this is like the 2022 version of just chopping a sheep.
Yeah.
A couple of holes in some sheep and being a ghost. Honestly, can
it's
I
a cheap
you?
Option.
Yeah, Sarah, can I tell you one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life? It was Halloween 2 or 3 years ago. Jess, do you remember that house I lived in that had the street party for Halloween?
Yes, and got in. They went real hard.
And these kids rocked up and they weren't in costume. And I looked down and there's this thing on the ground in a white sheet. And I was like, oh, what's going on there? And the kid looked at me and went, ghost dog. They just put a sheet over their dog.
That's amazing.
Like I was an idiot for not knowing what a ghost dog was.
Sarah, have you heard of any other costumes that might be floating around the childcare centre on Monday?
Yeah, so some of the mums have been telling me how they've gotten creative. We've got one mum who's just got her son's going to be in a black shirt and she's got white cotton and she's got black pipe cleaners and she's making it into spiders and a spider web on the t-shirt.
Right. Oh, that's good. Is he the knight? Like, he's just darkness. That's a great. Yeah, actually, there's a good one. If you want to be something scary, just wear all black and say, I'm
the nighttime.
I'm nighttime. what do you think of that one, Sarah?
It's low budget.
Maybe put some white on there for stars.
Yeah,
or it could just be darkness.
Sounds like effort.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, this morning had a bit of time up my sleeve, went out and thought, you know what, I'm going to crack into the Christmas shopping because I've got a long list of people I need to buy for and I have not started yet.
Sure. I mean, the 1st of November is next week. So, that's
58 days till Christmas.
Prime time to be getting it all sorted so you're not having that mad rush. But lucky there's so many shops around July and that you can do it later if you need to.
So I'm walking through the Westfield and, of course, I bought nothing for anyone else and only bought for myself.
So you've ticked nobody off your list?
Ticked no one off the list, but sure. I got something really cool and it brought back a lot of memories to my childhood. And I'm not sure if it was just like an exclusive to Jessica's childhood, so I wanted to bring it to the show to see if maybe you remember this item as well, because I've not seen these for years.
We did have not an argument, but you yelled at me because I didn't know who Corduroy Bear was. You and Ben from
Turns
work
out
days.
It's very much a Jessica memory.
Right, okay.
But have you ever seen one of these?
I'm not taking my pants off.
I'm not asking you to take your pants off.
This is not how.
I found a scalp massager
I thought so.
This morning.
Can I put my dandruff on it? Give it.
Please. Have a little massage of your old noggin. You're going to have to take your headphones off.
Yeah, I know. I just thought I'd say. So I don't like being touched in general.
No.
By anyone.
No.
Like my wife, maybe sometimes, but just
I know you're not a big fan of like your neck either.
But I love a scalp massage.
You do. Have you seen these around? Because I didn't know they still made them.
This looks very frail.
Yeah.
Pardon my.
It was only $5, so.
All right, so is it top of scalp or back or crown?
I think it's the crown. Like go straight onto the crown. It looks like an open whisk. Okay. Don't be so inappropriate. So it feels good?
Mate. Get out of the studio. This is just mean. This is my alone time now.
When did they start releasing these head scalp massages again? Because I haven't seen them for years. Okay, he's really getting into it.
This is... I've never been touched like this. This is incredible.
Well, I bought it for my boyfriend because he's always asking me to scratch his head, and I'm taking a break from the acrylic nails at the moment, so I don't want to just like scratch him with my stumps.
it's more of a nubbing than a scratching. Yeah, nah. If anything, feedback to the manufacturer.
Yeah,
stiffen your sticks. This needs to be firmer. I want it to like be really.
Maybe if we get a better quality one. I don't know. I haven't seen them for years.
One man.
Apparently,
giving
you can
himself
get them,
a scalp massage on the radio.
You can get them, they vibrate as well. So
you
they're
mean
like,
vibrate?
Yeah, vibrate.
Oh, you said vibrate. And that sounds way too sexual for this time of day.
You can get the vibrating ones and they massage the scalp even more.
Well, I thought you'd turn it the other way and that's when it'd probably be more effective on that
Timothy.
Setting.
Timothy.
Nice little knob here on the end.
Give it back. I don't want you touching it
Do
anymore.
Do you want me to run it through the dishwasher? Probably better if I run it through the dishwasher, hey? No, I can't hear anything, so I assume the song started, but it is Tim and Jess. Is it? Is it going? Okay, yeah, it is. It is Tim and Jess with songs. Whoa, fancy radio station.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And I genuinely stumbled across something that I'm fascinated with.
Right.
So I was speaking to the digital department here at the radio station K-Rock, and I was like, hey, if I want to be like on the polls, you know, what's everyone talking about? What's the word on the street? Is it the bird? What's trending, you know? And apparently there's this brand new website called Google Trends.
Oh, like, yeah.
Fresh on the internet, hasn't been around for 12 years, brand new. And I was on Google Trends yesterday and there was some stuff. A lot of it's all sports results because, like, it's about what people are Googling in Australia.
Yep.
That's what I set mine to. And for some reason, I accidentally clicked on a topic. And this topic is...
You sound so old.
Oh, mate, no, but this is going to blow your mind. Okay. So I have accidentally clicked on the topic cupcake and the trend of when people most searched cupcake since the year 2004.
It's 2004 when Google...
When they started analysing
this. Sure, sure, sure.
And so I've sent you the graph, Jess. Yeah. If you could open it up. Now, the interest over time represents search interest on Google users. So people typing in the word cupcake onto Google. So obviously in the early 2000s to 2010, it's quite low because not everyone had access to Google.
Yes.
But as the 2010s happened.
Slowly peaked.
Peak, 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 peak. In March of 2012, 2013 and 2014, we see these huge peaks. We are currently not even at half the trending point of where cupcakes were 10 years ago. And I want to know why there was a rise in popularity of cupcakes and why there's been such a massive fall and why they're not trending as much anymore, Jess.
Yeah.
Now, as a baker yourself, well, as a keen baker outside of your work hours, why do you think this is? Because is this not the most accidental, fascinating thing of all time?
Is it potentially... And this is just a stab in the dark. I'm no scientist, Tim.
What? The lab coat you wear every day says otherwise.
Is it because of the rise of, like, food videos online?
But why in February and March of those 3 years in particular of 2012, 2013, 2014?
Valentine's Day and St. Paddy's Day, the big cupcake holidays, obviously. Yeah,
maybe. I was thinking maybe in Australia the first week of February is often the first week of school.
Right.
And maybe back then when it was okay to send cupcakes that weren't like dairy inclusive, like peanut butter allergy, all these things, maybe. I've tried to Google. I said, why were cupcakes so popular in 2012? I can't get an answer. Why is there a decline in cupcakes right now in 2022?
You probably didn't know about this feature, Tim, but you can compare different topics that were trending. I've just compared the topic cupcake compared to cake, and cakes follow a very similar trajectory. Except that they peak massively in April 2020.
That's when that Nailed It show came out on Netflix, if you've never seen it.
It's we all started getting locked away.
Garbage bakers. Actually, yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe if you are a baker, like a genuine, like, cake baker, why was there a peak in 2012 to 2014? And why are we low? Because I, if anything, I think cupcakes are bigger than they've ever been right now.
Right.
You know, it's something I've stumbled on that I'm just fascinated by.
You've brought this and you don't have an answer.
Well, it's because I've spent 2 days researching this and I've done even more Googles and more trends and now I can cross-reference. Oh, God. Living in Japan. This is wild. This is wild. Just...
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.